Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There is also a Facebook group, which is called Catholic Sports Radio Community. There are listeners of this show in that group, as well as some former guests. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. And do please help me spread the word about this show and tell others who would enjoy and benefit from listening about Catholic Sports Radio. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. There has been a lot of excitement here in Tampa Bay lately with the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers re-signing darn near close to all their free agents towards trying to keep the same team intact that beat the Kansas City Chiefs last month for the Lombardi Trophy. In doing this, as part of having an eye on trying to repeat as Super Bowl champs next season, a couple players restructured their contracts so as to make more money available under the salary cap. One of those players was quarterback and Super Bowl 55 MVP Tom Brady, who in comments after that contract re-signing, that contract restructuring, posted on social media, quote, "in pursuit of eight," end quote, meaning he hopes to be able to win what for him would be his eighth Super Bowl title. Of course, to him and to the sports world, fans and players alike, that sounds like the ultimate, a summit that probably no other NFL player will ever be able to climb again. Clearly, Brady is thinking of the great, great joy in what would be another remarkable accomplishment. But as tremendous as that sounds, this is a great scenario to try to bring into focus how big and how amazing our God is. Consider the three-word phrase that Patrick Doerr said on last week's episode that he felt God constantly whispering, "I am enough." Let that sink in for a bit. One NFL player winning eight Super Bowls, yet the great love of God that is so much bigger and so much more fulfilling than that. We are truly blessed. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is an eight-time CrossFit Games competitor. In college, she had been a volleyball player at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, following a high school career that saw her compete in both volleyball and track. Today, she is the owner of both CrossFit Omaha and Go Far Fitness. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Stacy Tovar.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, everyone. It's great to be with you all today.
Yeah, thank you, Stacy. I'm glad to have you on the show. You come from a very, very small town in Nebraska, and I think it's easy for people to wonder how or where people in those types of remote areas even go to church. But in fact, you say that there was a true sense of faith there. Can you paint that picture for the audience?
Oh, no doubt. So Humphrey is actually cornered on the intersection of both Highway 81 and 91. And from the highway, we have a ginormous church steeple of 172 feet.
Wow.
And so if you blink, you won't miss it because chances are you'll see the steeple in the town.
Mm.
It's beautiful. It's breathtaking, and it's been around for 115 years, and it truly is the centerpiece of the community of Humphrey.
Wow.
All 700, and I think there's 50 of us there.
But you say that Christ was the center of all activity in that small farm town, though.
Absolutely. There is a public and a Catholic school in the community, and between sports and the bazaar and just the church itself, the history of it brings people to the town. And it truly is what people talk about. And,
wow.
Between volunteering and I don't know how to explain it. It just, there's somebody always taking care of the church. It's like, this needs done and you have 50 people that are going to be there to get it done.
Mm.
And it's just the talk of the town.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So putting the town itself aside, let's focus on just Stacy and the active role that you took in your faith during your childhood.
So I went to it, like I said, I went to a Catholic school, and the school, because of the size of the community, it's K through 12.
Ah.
I actually had two nuns. My kindergarten teacher was Sister Bernice, and she actually, well, I'm not really sure where, how she got back to Humphrey, or maybe she stayed in Humphrey her whole life, but Sister Bernice has relation. The Priesters in Humphrey are her relation. And there are lots of Priesters still around. So she, in fact, was my kindergarten teacher. And then in sixth grade, I had Sister Charlene. And Sister Charlene originally came from Omaha, and was around for many years. Of course, she's deceased, but she was my sixth grade teacher. I, Father Wayne, who's currently, I believe, early on in retirement, he may be retiring this year. He's actually still a school teacher at St. Francis, and he was my religion teacher in high school. So, very, of course, Christ-centered, and I played the piano and the organ. And so I had Father Tom, who came from Stanton, he was my organ teacher. Actually, Sister Charlene was also my organ teacher. But then I also went to a piano teacher, who was very rooted in her Christ beliefs as well. So, yeah, I mean, it was literally all around me, everywhere I went. School, piano, after school activities, church. I played Pernar every other weekend, either the organ or the piano, funerals. I played in weekly masses, or when it was Saints Day, or just a special circumstance, I played for the school. So it was way cool.
And you were an altar server too, on top of that, yes?
I loved serving. Actually, in the eighth grade, I was server of the year, and I was so proud of that accomplishment. I took very much pride in how I served, how I presented, and got server of the year.
So let me take a minute to talk to the audience here, because I notice that there is a lot of time on Catholic Sports Radio when I do have guests talk about something from as early in their childhood as you're hearing Stacy say she was in eighth grade. And if you scratch your head and say, why does he have these adults talk about something from their childhood instead of present day? Number one, you know that I do let them talk about present day. But number two, you see how significant that was in Stacy's life, that she is now an adult, a business person. We'll hear more about what she's doing, but it still means a lot to her that she was altar server of the year in eighth grade. So there is an opportunity, especially those of you that are listening that are parents, to, when your children are young and impressionable, let them be involved in activities in their faith life that they are going to hold on to and remember for years and years, and then hopefully not only pass down to their children, but use in their community to evangelize and bring more people into the faith.
Couldn't have said it better. Yeah, for sure.
Stacy, you grew up working on your family farm. I wonder, as you were out there, were you able to feel God's presence and connect with Him through nature and maybe connect some of what you were hearing in church and in school, like stories from the Bible about wheat or planting seeds or the like? Or is it, I'm just going to be honest, Bruce, to me, it was just sun and sweat and hard work.
Sometimes there was a little bit of both. One of my favorite is biblical verses is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's something that I've carried with me, I guess, through childhood and even into my adult life as a competitive athlete. And I'll never forget, I was a, if I wasn't walking beans, I was watering the garden or helping dad with hog chores or detasseling, which was the all-time worst. But it was very hot, and I remember getting up very early to get into the field, and some mornings were just humid as all get out, and you're covered face to toe so the corn doesn't scratch you up and irritate your skin. And you think about the hard work, I guess, like how one little seed can produce such a beautiful crop, and that crop is what feeds all of us today. And yeah, there were moments where, again, I'm thinking, Lord, help me get through this. This is not easy, and I can get through this. And then you do think about, wow, I was part of that process and helping. Helping has always been my passion, and it's why I'm in the service industry today. But I think about all the people that I've helped just by doing some simple, you know, strenuous tasks. I guess it's not simple. It was, you know, very difficult. But yeah, I definitely had moments where I asked the Lord to, you know, get me the strength to get through this.
Yeah.
And, you know, serve the people that need the food.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do know, though, that you were able to have some fun on the farm with your siblings, and the competitor in you was coming out.
Always. I don't think there was ever a non-competitive moment on the farm. We would argue about who would, I'll race you to the passenger seat in the truck. I mean, it was little things like that. There was always something worth winning, or I guess arguing over and beating someone to get to. So yeah, that has always been a part of my life too, and that'll always be a part of me.
So last week on Catholic Sports Radio, we heard Patrick Doerr talk about having two surgeries thanks to an injury in his junior year of high school when he was thriving in his tennis career. And a few weeks before that, on episode 109, we heard Gabby Otto, who had played college basketball, talk about her three knee surgeries. Stacy, in high school, you played volleyball and ran track, and then were blessed to get a scholarship offer in both sports. I should say scholarship offers, plural, in both sports. As I mentioned in the intro, you went on to play volleyball at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. From what I can tell, your career as a student athlete was, for all intents and purposes, injury-free. Am I correct with that? And if so, was that an early sign of the commitment you have obviously made to take such great care of your body?
Well, you know, you as an athlete, you do have injuries here and there. I had a couple sprained ankles, none of which were severe or serious. The Lord definitely blessed me with that. But, you know, you have nicks and aches and pains here and there. I would say, believe it or not, I grew up with Osgood Slaughter's disease in my left knee. It's something that I inherited from my father. And it bothered me for a good bit there in middle school. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I think it actually gave me more strength, more fight, more grit. It's like I look back on those days, and as a competitive professional athlete, as an adult, I had many more severe injuries. But I always said, you know, like, I got through that. I remember one time, it's actually in sixth grade, it was hurting so bad. I couldn't kneel. I had to kneel on one knee. This was in church.
Wow.
And I had to sit my butt on the back bench just to take a little bit of a break, because I constantly was favoring my right leg. And Sister Charlene came up and poked me in my side. And she's like, you know, butt off the bench, my dear. And I just wanted to tell her so bad, like, you don't understand, sister, my knee hurts so bad. I just need a break. But I sucked it up, and I, you know, got myself together, and I, you know, put both knees on the bench and, of course, listened. And it's just times like that where you look back and you're like, gosh, I don't know why I'm like that. But if I got through that, I can get through anything. And again, the Lord has given me the strength to do this. So yeah, it's funny how sometimes those setbacks can really actually make you stronger.
Yeah, and as you were saying all that, I was thinking of the expression, the cross that you'll bear. And so the cross that you had to bear was what you mentioned that you had in your knee. And then it was, okay, here's a test of it, where the nun is coming along and saying, come on, get your butt off the bench. So you're right, you know, we do all have our different trials and tribulations, and it's what we do out of those. You know, do we kind of put our head down and say, woe is me and why me, God? Or do you rally from it and say, okay, I can do this, and it's going to make me stronger, and thank you, God, that it's not worse, that you've given me what you have given me, etc. So that's good testimony.
Exactly.
Listeners, even though she is based in Nebraska, Stacy is involved with a foundation that serves a segment of the youth population in part of Hawaii. Before I ask her about that, and certainly her CrossFit career, though, I know that we are now in Holy Week, which becomes a very solemn, prayerful time. It's likely the final time that you'll hear a real call to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And as you pray throughout the week, I'm going to ask that you keep my Catholic Sports Radio ministry in your prayers, that I can continue to honor God and serve the audience with whatever messages He wants you to hear through me and my guests, and that I will bring glory to Him in doing so. Please also keep in mind, though, that as I've testified to before in the show, Satan is going to continue to fight against this ministry since it's not something that he wants to see succeed, so that there's one less activity that's lifting up the name of the Lord. In addition to your prayers, I ask you to help me keep Catholic Sports Radio going by considering a contribution to help me out with all the expenses that come with doing this week in and week out for what has been more than 2 years now. If you've been listening regularly, you've heard me detail a lot of those expenses. Plus, you know that I don't get any income from doing this, and I don't have any sponsors, so all those costs come out of my pocket. Plus, I am just one person doing this all myself, not just interviewing the guests, but all the behind-the-scenes work that goes with it, from booking the guests, editing and promoting each episode, administrative tasks, and so on. So if you like what I'm doing, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life and you see value in everything I put into this and deliver, I would greatly appreciate your support as part of your almsgiving. There is a convenient way to contribute, which is the Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. It's easy and secure and allows you to contribute in whatever amount you wish. There is no drop-down menu of amounts. There's no minimum. Alternatively, as some others have done, you can instead get in touch with me directly through the contact section of the website and ask me for the mailing address to send a check to. Either way, I sure do appreciate everyone who contributes. On past episodes, I have said the names of some of the folks who have contributed and will happily even say your name too when you contribute to this ministry, or I can give you a public thanks via social media. Or, of course, as some have asked me to do, you can choose to keep it anonymous. No contribution is too big. No contribution is too small. Do pray about it and consider a contribution to Catholic Sports Radio and helping me to continue on and give back with my time and talent in an effort to move more people closer to Christ. Stacy, you graduated from college, and after all those years as a student athlete, the way I understand it, you started a corporate career, and a year after graduating, found CrossFit, and wow, essentially 10 years later, retired as a highly decorated athlete, like I said, from something that you had quote-unquote only just discovered a decade earlier. I think it's safe to say that the same fire you have for your Catholic faith was burning within you for CrossFit throughout all that.
Oh, absolutely. That is so true. Yes.
Just go ahead and share with the listeners about that journey throughout those, what I say are 10 years of, as I read in the intro, of 8-time CrossFit Games competitor and all the traveling, all the highs and lows, and all the physical challenges, really.
Yeah. So out of college, fitness and health, and like I said, serving people have always just kind of been a part of who I am. And I feel like I'm 36 and I consider myself quite young still. And I feel like somewhere between your 20s and 40s, I would say, you may lose sight of where you really want to go, or you're still trying to find yourself, you know, like, what is it that I want to do? And this, for whatever reason, I took a slight detour just for a change of pace in my late 20s. I was married and I was just fresh out of college, and my husband was still doing CrossFit. He was actually the first member of CrossFit Omaha. Yeah. And he would come home and talk about it. And like I said, I took a small detour and I got off of away from, you know, doing health and, you know, just in the fitness industry. And I started working for a company called PayPal, and complete opposite, a complete 180. And I was working a shift from 3 to midnight. And one night Dustin was still up when I got home from work, and he would not stop talking about CrossFit. And he's like, you know, just go and give it a try. Like, are you really happy with what you're doing? And of course I wasn't. I was trying something different, and my heart has always told me, you love to serve, you love health, you love wellness, you love quality of life, you love fitness, you love to be physically active, you love sports, you love Christ. Help people, you know. And it wasn't that I wasn't helping people at PayPal. It just wasn't what was fulfilling my soul. And I decided one night to give it a try. It was in December, and I walked in. I was a volleyball player. I loved to triple jump in track. I was a sprinter. And this workout, I couldn't even jump onto a 20-inch box. I was baffled, just completely taken aback. Like, what in the heck? I can do this. And so I was hooked. I was hooked that first workout, and that's really all it took for me. I ended up working for PayPal for about another, I would say, maybe year and a half, and I finally reconnected with my old college coach, who ended up hooking me up with another lady who got me into a population health and wellness management company. And my heart was back where it wanted to be. And I was deep into CrossFit at the time, and turns out was pretty good at it. At this point in time, I had made a couple games appearances, and my name was out there in the CrossFit world. And in 2014, I just decided to follow my heart again and quit my job at the population health and wellness company I was working for. Loved that job. Was actually working with my best friend, who I played club volleyball with back in high school, and who ended up playing with me at UNO when I was playing on the court. And talk about the best job ever. And I gave it up. And I had no money. I hardly had any sponsors. But I knew that this was what the Lord wanted me to do. And I trusted in Him that He was going to get the job done for me. And turns out I ended up landing on so many sponsorships and wonderful partnerships that led me to where I am today.
Wow.
And my husband ended up quitting his job. I got so busy traveling and making appearances and working with my different sponsors that he was able to quit his job, and I went all into CrossFit. Well, the next year, I didn't even qualify for the CrossFit Games. I took fourth place by a few points and missed qualifying for the 2014 CrossFit Games. Talk about, like, Lord, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
Why would you do this to me? Yeah. And you start to doubt in your faith and second guess, what are you doing? And turned out to be, of course it was. The Lord blessed me with the best year of my life. I ended up getting more sponsorships. People were taken aback by the way that I handled adversity that year, and they wanted to help, much like I wanted to help others, and I continue to help others. And you know, I had my best year. I took 11th in the CrossFit Games. I had always wanted to get a top 10 finish. I never did quite make that accomplishment, but the next year I shed many tears, talked to God many times in the middle of the afternoon after my training sessions. I would just walk into church and sit down on the bench and, you know, God, thanks, you know, thanks for everything you're doing for me. And I love you. And He blessed me beyond measure the next year. And I took 11th. And then the two following years, I made it back. And then bless me with where I'm at today. And I get emotional because He's truly, I don't even know how to thank Him. He's really been the light of my life for the last 10 years.
Well, and it's just great. It's just great testimony to the fact that when we do question why the things that are happening to us are happening, it's a realization that we have to come to that the Lord truly is at work. So when you're tempted to say, wait a minute, you know that my husband just quit his job, you know that I'm going all in with CrossFit, how could I be where I am now? It's kind of one of those, just wait and see what I have planned for you, Stacy. And so like the loving father that He is, He continues to love on you and bring you to where you just described that He brought you to. And it ended up being such a blessing that you didn't realize was coming. And now looking back, you see that it was probably more than you could have even wanted at the time. So praise God that it was the storybook finish that we know it to be.
You know, and it's just so funny because growing up, you hear it all the time, you know, from your grandma or, you know, a cousin or a friend, you know, or just someone that you have an acquaintance with. And you always wonder, like, wow, wouldn't that be awesome if I felt that? And then as an adult now, as a mom, as a business owner, as a, you know, retired professional athlete, it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, slap me silly. Like this has happened to me. This has really happened. And it's just the coolest thing. And it's led me to where I'm at today. And I have had the best 10 years of my life. Mm. Like I always hate telling everyone like all the really cool things I got to do because I don't want to make them feel bad. I've just traveled the world. I mean, I got to do fitness for a living. I got to work out every single day and wake up at whatever time I wanted to wake up and train and eat food and sleep and not have to worry about a thing except for performing and I guess just using the gifts that the Lord gave me. And not very many people can say that. And sometimes I still just, I cry. It's like, I can't even hardly believe that this is my life.
Well, and I would add to that list, all those things that you said, all I had to do was wake up and train and sleep and eat. And I would say, and take care of that body that is the temple that God built, that is Stacey Tovar as we know her today. I do love, though, how retiring from active competition in CrossFit for you did not mean walk away from it altogether. You simply transferred it to being of service to others through CrossFit to, in your words, quote unquote, motivate women and men alike to be better versions of themselves.
Yeah. I feel like it's the least I can do. God called me back to truly find my passion and led me to this moment. It would be a disservice of me. It'd be super selfish of me not to share everything that I've learned and, continue to help, even if it's just one person, find their way back or get back on the straight and narrow or have a calling, then I know I've done well.
Yeah, and that's what I often say about this ministry of mine. If just one person hears this show and decides, okay, I need to start going back to church, I haven't gone in the longest time, or I go every Sunday, but I just kind of go through the motions, I think I really need to start paying attention, putting something into it. Or the people who are on fire for Christ and say, because of Catholic Sports Radio, I want to go even deeper than I already am. So I also noticed that I mentioned back in the intro that you're the owner of both CrossFit Omaha and Go Far Fitness, but I can see how you bring your Catholic faith into both of those in that you're aiming to build community through the people who come in and out of those businesses.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I often say, you know, my husband and I, we often compare our business both. So CrossFit Omaha is actually a community in Omaha. It's a physical building. My GoFar Fitness platform, I just wanted to reach the masses. I knew I had a passion. People obviously love me and I love them. And I just wanted to reach and help more people. So that is something that's offered online and available worldwide to anybody.
Nice.
And we often, when we have our little meetings together, we see ourselves as a church, you know, like we are the priests. We have a community of people and we bring everyone together, whether they realize it or not, we're on the same mission, the same love, the same passion. We are all like-minded and we're in this thing together. And so we oftentimes say, you know, our group classes are like the homily, like everyone comes and they listen and then we activate and we leave happy and healthier and feeling so much better. And then we spread the word. And it's so funny how we, again, just come full circle with Christ as the centerpiece of what I'm truly doing today and have always been doing my whole life. It's just, it's just awesome.
Yeah, what I hear you describing is that it's a ministry for you, because if you think of people who go to church, I'm going to say on Sunday, obviously we can go anytime we want, but people who go on Sunday, it's, you know, I'm going to leave my problems outside. I'm going to go in and I'm going to listen to the word. I'm going to receive the Eucharist. And it's a case of it just kind of seeps back in. And you say, well, because of this homily, I am thinking of one of those problems that I left outside and how this is going to help with that. And the same with you. People come to CrossFit Omaha and they leave their problems outside because they say, okay, I'm just going in for CrossFit right now. I don't need to be thinking about this problem or that problem. And all of a sudden, this community that you're building, whether it is there in person or online, they're all of a sudden saying, you know what, Stacy, is it okay? Can I get a minute with you? This is what I'm dealing with right now. And this is why I'm not able to perform the way that I want to in my fitness life. And so you are able to minister to those people through CrossFit, through fitness, and help them build themselves back up. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, Bruce, you want to do this interview for me? This is amazing. You're saying everything I'm just struggling to find to say this morning. Yes, you nailed it. That's great. Thank you.
Well, you and I are brothers and sisters in Christ, so we're feeding off of each other and our love for him. So it's the presence of the Holy Spirit, to be honest with you, that's really guiding the conversation, I always say.
It is.
So I teased this a little bit earlier. Share with the audience, if you would, about the Kayala Foundation.
Sure. So it's actually a nonprofit organization in the island of Kauai. And my husband and I, well, with the pandemic last year, unfortunately, we attended virtually. We did what we could virtually. But we've been traveling to Kauai for over 5 years now. And it's a wonderful organization. They have a couple CrossFit gyms out there. And what they do is they pick children up from school, after school, and they bring them to the CrossFit gyms. And they feed them, they give them a safe place to run and play and obviously do fitness, and they have prayer. Mm. And a lot of people, you know, it's just so sad. A lot of people think of Hawaii as just paradise, right? It's vacation, it's all sunshine and rainbows and ocean waves. And there's a lot of drugs and alcohol out there that really break families apart. And this is organization that the goal, and it's been doing a wonderful job. There are so many more kids that end up joining the program, and it's free. They raise money every year so that the kids can do this for free. They just give them a safe place to go so that they don't fall into those traps of Satan. So
wonderful.
It's awesome. Yeah. And so I'm really excited. I hope we can go. I hope, you know, everything passes and we can go this September. So there's an Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run. This is one of the ways that they raise money. And there's, we call him Uncle Hoffy. He's actually the owner of CrossFit Poipu out there. And he's the one that founded this. And he is awesome. He has a few acres of land that he works tirelessly trimming down. I mean, if you understand Hawaii, you know that you can trim something in the morning and by the afternoon, it's 6 feet tall again. And so he's working tirelessly in these fields and these mountains, trimming and cutting a trail and marking things off. And it's a whole year process. And I've had two moments in my life. One just happened to be during the Hawaiian Trail Run, and the other happened to be on Camp Pendleton. I'm going to lose what year this was, at the CrossFit Games, 2013 or 15, one of these years. But long story short, there's a time where I got to the, I mean, you are running a 10K race here, so it's through the mountains. In some moments it's muddy and wet, and other moments it's dry and you have to walk and you're going in and out of these trails and weaving through these beautiful trees. And there was one moment at the top of the mountain, I think 2 years ago, I had to just stop and catch my breath. The sun was shining, but there was just enough sprinkle to cool you down. And I looked over through, I guess, just breaking point, and there was the ocean there. You could see atop every single tree. I don't know if you've seen Ferngully. It's a 1980s movie, but it reminded me of Ferngully, and just I felt the Lord's presence in that moment. Just like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord, for bringing me here. Thank you for giving me the breath of life to do this trail, you know, for giving me the ability to run this trail, and for all these kids. Beautiful. And before you know it, there was a just a gust of wind, and then all like 10 kids they go barefoot on this 10K trek through the mountains, and they're just scattered around me and just sprinting down this hill. And I was like, this is all for them. It's amazing. And so that was moment number one. And then moment number two was actually on Camp Pendleton. There was one of the events during the CrossFit Games this year was running through Camp Pendleton, and it was a 3-hour run. I'm not even sure about how long, but again, through these mountains. And I got to the point at the top of a mountain one time that you had to literally tiptoe your way along the edge. Like you could not run, you could not walk. It was a tiptoe, and if you slipped, you were going off the mountain. And I remember being so scared. There was nobody around, nobody around. And all of a sudden there was this helicopter that was hovering over my head. And I was like, is this the Lord right now? Like, this is the Lord. He is looking at down on me. He knows I'm here. Wow. He is going to give me the guidance and the strength to get through these 10 tiptoey steps around this little cliff, and I will get back on the trail and I'll be running again. And, you know, I'm sure I was in the probably middle to the last of the pack, just because I'm not that good of a runner and I never get to run in the mountains in Omaha. But I knew too in that moment, okay, if everyone else can get through this little area, I can too. And and I got through it, and all of a sudden it's like I didn't even hear the helicopter. And you know, it's just like one of these amazing moments that you just will never forget. Wow. And so those are two moments off the top of my head that I can think of that the Lord carried me through. And just what a beautiful sight.
Wow. Well, to wrap things up, in addition to being a coach and a business owner, you are also a mother to a little boy who you are making sure gets exposed to the Catholic faith from a very young age. Tell us about him.
Oh, his name is Gavin George, and he's 21 months, and he is just the love of my life, along with my husband. He just gives me a breath of fresh air every single day and so much energy. And he is attending the Learning Academy. It's called the Reed Center at St. Robert Bellarmine here in Omaha.
Beautiful. Stacy, it's been so wonderful having you on. Thank you for sharing your testimony. I'm really grateful for your time. Thanks for coming on Catholic Sports Radio.
Thanks again for having me, Bruce.
My pleasure. And listeners, since we have an athlete on the line this week, we will close with an athlete's prayer. And of course, we'll do it together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Help me to play the game, dear Lord, with all my might and main. Grant me the courage born of right, a heart to stand the strain. Send me a sense of humor, Lord, to laugh when victory is mine, to laugh if I should meet defeat without a fret or whine. Give me the grace to follow rules, to fess up when I'm wrong, when silence or some other thing wins plaudits from the throng. When foes are tough and fighting fierce and I'm getting weak, dear God, don't ever let me show a broad, bright yellow streak. And teach me, Lord, life's game to play just one day at a time. With thee as coach and trainer, Lord, real victory must be mine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.